Day two was good. Very competitive. Got a lot of situations done. You know, the situations are just as much for the coaches, myself and the coaching staff, as they are for the players. You know, you put yourself in things that may come up during the game, and I thought that we got a lot accomplished there today. I thought that both sides competed really well.
Bill, you talked yesterday about a couple of guys that improved. Tell us some more guys, not the top guys, but maybe younger, going into their second or third year, that you've been pleased with.
I mean, you know, John, I would say one guy on defense that I haven't been asked a lot about that I think has really improved during the offseason and was improving at the end of last year is Bernardrick McKinney. Bernardrick McKinney is a guy that really understands our defense well right now. He's got a very unique skill set. Can do a lot of different things, not just play inside linebacker. He can help us on special teams. He can help us on third down. He can do a lot of different things for us. So I think he's a guy that's improved quite a bit. You know, I think when you look at the offensive line, I think it's been really pretty interesting to watch Derek Newton. Derek Newton practiced this offseason. I think he came back in good condition. You know, to me, it looks like him and Dwayne Brown, you know, they're both, obviously Dwayne being here for so long, being such a good player for us, he's a leader. He hasn't been in there, you know, because of injury. He'll be back hopefully during training camp. But Derek Newton took on some leadership responsibility this offseason, and I think that's been good. So those are two guys that I would mention that I think have had good offseasons and improved.
Go with K.J. Dillon, your rookie safety. A lot of attention paid last year to Carl Joseph, but what have you seen from K.J. Dillon and kind of his development as he's getting plugged in with you guys?
Yeah, you know, I think for most of the rookies, they have a long way to go. I think the true test for a lot of these rookies will be training camp, you know, when the pads go on, how they play in preseason games, how they practice on a day-to-day basis. K.J.'s no different. I think he's a good guy. He's a competitive guy. He works very hard. But just like most of the rookies, you know, they've all got a long way to go. You know, it's going to be a big test in training camp as to how they perform when the pads go on.
You like talking about competition at different positions, spots. Could you talk a little bit about field goal kicking?
Yeah, it's very competitive. You know, Nick Novak's been around for a long time. He's a guy that works extremely hard. He's a great teammate, and he's out there this offseason. He's in the weight room all the time. He's trying to improve his skill set as a kicker, kickoffs, obviously field goals, different types of kicks that we're going to ask these guys to make. He's really worked hard at it. And then we bring a young guy in here, Fairburn from UCLA, who seems to be a natural kicker. You know, he's got a nice smooth motion. And the key for young kickers like Fairburn is how they do when the lights go on. You know, when you put them in a game situation where there's 70,000 people out there in a preseason game, and maybe he has to make a game-winning kick in the preseason game, you know, how's he going to perform then? You know, and I think that's a key for any young kicker, any rookie kicker. So, but it's a very competitive position, and we'll see how that plays out during training camp.
Did you change anything this year with not having Hard Knocks around? Because last year you guys had to be aware of that. Is anything different with them not here?
Where should I begin? There's no cameras in my office. I don't get mic'd up at 7 a.m. till midnight. They're not filming me sleep on my couch in my office. You know, look, I think that Hard Knocks – you know, the farther you get away from it, you listen to some of the fans and you know, they loved it. And, you know, and I do believe that you saw a lot of great things for our organization, you know, number one being our players. You know, I thought it did a good job of showing the type of guys we have on this team last year, you know, as far as the character and the work ethic and the way those guys compete. But overall, I think it's, you know, the nature of football is it's one team in those walls. It's really trying to come together as a team and, you know, no outside distractions. I mean, that's a very big part of a winning football culture, a winning football team. And so, you know, with all with the Emmys and all those things, that was great for Hard Knocks. Like I said, the people for Hard Knocks were great to work with, but we're certainly glad to be back to normal heading into training camp.
How happy are you to be able to practice against two teams this year instead of one at the last minute?
Yeah, no, I think it's really good. I mean, I think that it breaks up camp. It adds some excitement to camp, especially when you have two teams with two great head coaches and Chip Kelly and Sean Payton, very easy to work with. You know, obviously I've known Chip for a while. I've known Sean for a while. You know, these guys are looking forward to it. We're all excited for it. And I think it helps your players. They get to go against different schemes, different skill sets, have to adjust in different ways to what they're seeing with a different team. It helps us as a coaching staff and as a scouting staff to see the other team and see what's on that other team as far as personnel and schemes and things like that. So it'll be very, very productive for both teams.
Bill, when you first got into coaching, a lot of practice sessions and off season especially, yeah, but even during the season, was done on feel in terms of just how many snaps you would do and how many reps, et cetera. It's a lot more technical now, and you know exactly how many snaps everything is done. Has that changed even just in the last couple of years because of your install with a new quarterback, or specifically this year with so many new faces at skill positions offensively?
It's definitely changed. Even when I first started in the NFL, that was pre-2011 CBA. The rules were different then. You know, you know, even in training camp, you could have two-a-days, two padded practices. You had more time in the off season. You know, the guys came back sometime in March relative to later in April, so you had more time with them. So you really have to do a good job of understanding the fine line of wanting your team to gel, getting your team enough reps, like you just said, especially like offensively, getting these guys enough reps together, but also not overworking them. Because in the end, they have to be as fresh as they can possibly be for the first game of the year. And you're building towards that. Not only are you trying to put together a team, but you're building towards how you're going to be and how you're going to perform in that first game. So, you know, I think a lot of that is why we added to our support staff with our sports science program and you know, letting Eric Corum kind of look at our players and catapult system and measure their workload and talk to us about practice intensity day to day, week to week, looking at the schedule. You know, like during our schedule this year, we have a short turnaround. You know, we play, you know, I think it's game two against Kansas City, and then it's a quick turnaround to the third game in New England. Not that we're looking ahead, but we have to plan ahead for those situations where we you know, there's a quick turnaround as far as player workload and things like that. So, you know, there's a lot more that goes into it, I think, than when I first started, and it's something that we think about every day.
Along those lines, when it comes to Brock Osweiler, and obviously we just hear bits and pieces of his preparation, but the in early, out late, the not taking a day off, the not going to the White House, the not doing anything because he's so intent on learning what he has to learn, are you going to have to force him to take a break? Or does he need a break?
You know, it's funny. That's a great question. I mean, we've actually talked to him a lot about what he's going to do during the, you know, when we're done tomorrow, the guy, not the rookies, but the rest of the team, they have basically about 5 weeks off. So I think one of the guys, just to use Brock as an example, it's important for him, and he knows this, he's actually brought this to us, you know, continue to throw. You know, maybe he has some guys out to where he's at, wherever he goes, you know, throw to some guys. Continue to study, you know, so he'll be able to take his iPad with him with all the practice film and the playbook on there. But also, like, to take a break. You know, you have to be able to clear your mind. You have to be able to recharge your batteries. You can't go at it like we've all been going at it for the last 9 weeks. And I think, though, when you look at that position in this league, the way that that position is now, with all the different things that they see defensively, all the things they need to know offensively, it takes that type of work ethic, especially when you're in the building, to be here at 5:45, to put the time in on your own, not just what you're hearing from me or Gotze, to put the time in on your own, to put the time in with your teammates. It takes that amount of time for that position, and he's done that. But it's going to be important for him to also, you know, relax a little bit, get away from it, but continue to block out some time during the day to look at it.
Bill, you alluded to Derek Dooden's evolution as a leader. You're interjecting two new guys into your offensive line. How is that chemistry in there? That just because that's a nice balancing act. It's nice, a fine ballet. How are those guys molding in with what you already have, and just being able to fit? Are they on schedule? Above or below? Or you just got to wait and see.
The true test for that will be during training camp when they put the pads on. That's the real true test for that group to gel. Same with the defensive line, but. With all that being said, I've been very, very pleased with the progress that those guys have made as far as their communication up front. One thing that I've been very pleased about is when you either hear them behind the huddle or from walking from meeting to meeting, they're talking football. You know, hey, look, if I get this, I'm going to make this call. If he makes this guy the mic, I'm going to make this call on this protection. There's a lot of good communication that goes on up front with those guys. I think the addition of Jeff Allen and Bergstrom has been very good. You know, those guys have jumped right in and learned our system, and it's been a very productive spring. Adding a guy like Nick Martin, you know, Nick Martin is coming in here, and so far he looks like a rookie who's mature beyond his years. You know, he understands the work ethic. I'm sure his older brother has helped him with that a little bit, but he's come in here and done some good things. So I'm pleased with the progress that they've made, but there's always a but when there's no pads on. The true test will be when the pads go on, and let's see how they continue to gel.
Bill, I know that Dwayne hasn't been able to be out there on the field, but has he been able to help Brock, I mean, given everything he knows about this offense?
No question about it. I mean, Dwayne has been in every meeting. He's out there. Once he gets his rehab done, he comes out for the team portion of practice. He's talking to the young guys behind the huddle. He's talking to Brock about maybe some adjustment that he made during the play. Dwayne's a leader. You know, Dwayne's a leader. I think, you know, in some ways for guys that are that many years in the league, you know, to have a spring where maybe they're observing, I think it helps guys like that when they're at that stage of their career. Albeit he's had an injury, we don't want that to happen, but I mean, I think it's been good for him to be able to observe but he's been in everything, been in all the meetings, and he's looking forward to getting back.
Bill, looking ahead to this weekend, what does Father's Day mean to you? What kind of an emotional day is that for you?
Well, it's Father's Day. My wife says every day is Father's Day, so it's probably a better question for her. But, Father's Day is special. I remember Father's Day because it involved the U.S. Open, and I remember watching the U.S. Open with my dad growing up, you know, on the TV. So that's kind of my memory of it. But for me personally, to be a father, there's nothing more important than that. And that's something I try to relate to the team. You know, we don't have a lot of fathers on the team, but we do have some. And I think being able to relate, some of the things that are going on with your own family to your team, that helps to connect with your team. So Father's Day is a very special day.